It's 5 degrees and mostly cloudy at 1 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Emma Prasad. Belleville City Council is focusing on the budget this week after having a special meeting this morning that started at 9 a.m. QNET News will be following this story throughout the day. The Belleville Public Library is hosting a march for International Women's Day tomorrow. The march will begin at 4:30 p.m. outside the library. It will be followed by a talk from anti-abuse speaker Samra Zafar. QNET News reporter Stephanie Clue will be at the march to report on the event. Parkdale Public School is participating in this year's Kindness Week. David Fry, a teacher at the school, is enthusiastic about the week's activities.
Our school council is sponsoring a free lunch for every student in the school on Monday, just as a random act of kindness. It's a random kind lunch, so every student will receive a free lunch on Monday.
Fry shared why he thinks it's important for students to get involved.
It creates a sense of community within the school. It gives it's very inclusive. It gives every student an opportunity to commit a random act of kindness, to recognize a random act of kindness. So it creates really kind of a culture of caring and a culture of kindness and a very, very much an inclusive community feeling within the school.
The school will also be handing out blue ribbons in support of the program on Friday for the last day of Kindness Week. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is preparing for his visit to Washington later this week. Trudeau and President Barack Obama are expected to discuss trade, the environment, and the Arctic at a state dinner at the White House. Former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney praises the visit and says not much happens on an international scale between Canada and the United States unless there is a personal relationship between the President and the Prime Minister. The Canadian-born pandas at the Toronto Zoo received a visit from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne today. The cubs' names were revealed with the male named Ju Pan Pan, which means Canadian hope, and the female as Ju Yu Yu, which means Canadian joy. This is the first public appearance of the male and female cubs after being born in October of last year. Trudeau and Wynne posed for photos with the cubs, and Wynne spoke about how the cubs are much more than a tourist attraction.
These cubs aren't just cute. They tell a story about the importance of protecting our environment and all the creatures that call our planet home, and a story about our changing global economy, the friendships that we're strengthening across continents, and the opportunities those friendships are creating for people here in Ontario and in China.
The general public will be able to meet the panda cubs starting this weekend. That's QNET News on 91X to 102. In sports, a Quinte team is yet to lose in the Ontario Junior Hockey League playoffs. The Wellington Dukes beat the Aurora Tigers 3-2 in last night's game. They will be facing the team again on Wednesday. Trenton Golden Hawks are also undefeated against the Newmarket Hurricanes after winning their game yesterday afternoon 3-0. They will be playing the Hurricanes in Newmarket on Thursday. The Vancouver Canucks will try to inch closer to the second wildcard spot in the Western Conference tonight when they visit the LA Kings. The Canucks are 10 points behind the Minnesota Wild in the chase for a wildcard position. In Toronto, the two bottom teams in the East face off when the Sabres visit the Maple Leafs, and the San Jose Sharks are in Calgary to face the Flames. The Motor City Boxing Club in Oshawa is mourning the loss of Toronto boxer Cody Nixon. Don Kelly has the story.
The national newspaper in the United Arab Emirates says Toronto boxer Cody Nixon, a man believed to be his cousin, and two women were killed in a crash early yesterday morning local time. The Ferrari hit the pole so hard, the vehicle split in two.
The club says through social media that it is with heavy hearts they say goodbye to Cody C4 Nixon. Send us your team or league scores to the email of qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And the forecast for Belleville, today cloudy with 30-kilometer winds gusting to 50, becoming lighter this afternoon, high of 8. Tonight will be cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, low of plus 2. Tomorrow will be cloudy with 60% chance of showers in the morning and early in the afternoon, high of 8. It is 103 and it's 5 degrees. QNET News is on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Emma Prasad. News on 91X is next at 3 o'clock.